Time is 7 after the hour. It's Friday. Is today Friday? Friday. It is Friday.
No, it's Thursday.
Oh, it is Thursday. That's right, too. Hello. What day are we? Where are we? Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here to take on the news of the day from our perspective. A lot of people news today. It is the 27th of December. My daughter's 39th birthday is today.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a big one.
It is. Well, she's looking forward to the next one. We had a long walk yesterday. We walked for a couple of hours around Echo Park and Dodger Stadium, and it was really, my daughter and I enjoy our time together, mm-hmm. and when she wants to take a walk, she always has something to say, and it was really very profound. Why would you say?
Because when someone tells me they have something to say, I get nervous.
That's too bad.
What's the walk about?
Oh, I'm sorry. My walks with my children are great experiences.
Okay. So what did she have to say?
Well, we just, that's not, daddy daughters don't, with conversations don't get revealed. She's very, in a very good place.
Good.
And my son and I then had dinner after that. And he's in a very good place. We spent a couple of hours talking about the world and some of the things that are part of his world that I've never heard him talk about before.
Really?
Yeah. So, anyway, maybe that's part of the new world order as we get close to the new year. Can you imagine? Today, the 27th, we have 4 more days, Jennifer. And it'll be the first of a new year, a year that hopefully, although when you look at the realities, if you're somebody who's a devotee of this format, which basically is angry, hostile.
I'm looking at actually Fox News right now with the sound down, and it says fiscal cliff, 5 days.
Right, it's just the same old crud over and over again to scare everybody. You know, with regard to that, let me lay something on you. And those of you who are listening who want to throw something at the radio, help yourself, or better yet, defend your point of view in a positive way by dialing 800-510-8255. Here's the reality of the fiscal situation that we find ourselves in. And this is on the shoulders of all politicians. Doesn't make any difference what party you're in. You are the problem. One department, the Defense Department, one overview of the Pentagon and the military spending, and how many people, for example, in your circle, if you were to examine it, get paid by the United States government to do some sort of work? How many people, you have no idea how things have changed and how dependent the economy is on spending your tax dollars or the money that's borrowed. Well, but how can we continue? I mean, in the reality of the New World Order, you can't keep doing this. Mm-hmm. And why it is that people keep running and hiding, look at your own life. How many of you have ruined your own life, your credit, because you extended yourself too far, or you didn't have any common sense, or you're overly optimistic, or you just weren't realistic? So here are the numbers from the National Academy of Public Administration, which has taken apart the budget, and here's just one department, the Defense Department, and how much money they are spending, and the Defense Department, the Pentagon, all of these things. Those of you who keep saying, we got to spend more on defense, you're blindly, ridiculously over-enthused about something that you know nothing about. The one thing that really bothered me about Mitt Romney, even though now I find out he didn't even want to run. So that's, did you hear that story yesterday mm-hmm. about him not really wanting to run and him doing it? You know, I guess when you get into something, you got to work at it. But the kind of money, when you hear people say, well, we got to spend more money on defense, and how foolish, really foolish that is. I love Ron Paul. I got I gave myself a gift for Christmas, Jennifer, a couple of his books.
What'd you get?
A couple of his books
that
I hadn't read before. I don't usually, I've been reading a lot more books lately.
You know, he's a lot smarter. His delivery style makes him seem a little kooky, but he really has a lot of great ideas.
Very smart. So anyway, he takes this on, but I'm going to give you some food for thought, all of you, and you can react at 800-510-8255. So this year, the Defense Department has shelled out $688 billion, your tax money. And what they've covered with the $688 billion, among other things, the salary of 801,000 civilian employees. Okay? Let me repeat that. Department of Defense, in spending your money, $688 billion of it, in part paid the salaries of 801,000 civilian employees who work at the Pentagon or in the Defense Department. Another 766,000 so-called independent contractors. The Pentagon also, through its largest, this is just an example, biggest contractor for the Pentagon is Lockheed Martin. They have, beside their own employees that are paid, they charge the Defense Department for over 40,000 subcontractors in their billing. So you got 801,000 civilian employees, you got 766,000 contractors, and this is directly working for the Defense Department. Then the subcontractors for their contractors, the example I gave you was Lockheed Martin, they hired 40,000 subcontractors. So now the economy of, for example, where Rich McFadden lives in Northern Virginia, is military heavy like you wouldn't believe.
Right. That's all there is around him pretty much, isn't it?
Right, exactly. Yep. So the business of government has become extraordinarily lucrative. Once in a while, one of the Washington newspapers will take this on as the employees and how much money they're getting, et cetera, et cetera. So as a result of the study done by the National Affairs Group at this National Academy of Public Administration, here's an update on the comparison of federal government employees' salaries to the private sector. Up until this year, I always used the number $64,900, which was the average the last time I looked at this or studied it, for government employees. Annual wages average $64,900. Whereas in the public sector, the average pay was $49,100. That's the average for all workers. Now, you think that's unbelievable. The numbers at the end of 2012, listen to this. If you work for the federal government, your average pay is $74,800 compared to the national average for all workers of $44,450. Do you realize what that means? How this is going? Not only are there 430,000 more government employees this year than last year, but they're making $10,000 a year more on average than they did 18 months ago. I mean, what's going on here? Do you even care? Do you realize how crazy this is? And no wonder, when you look at the fiscal cliff that everybody's talking about, who's talking about this? This is it. This is the reason for it. And until this stops, and will it stop? Can it stop? How will it stop? Nothing is going to change. Nothing. It can't. And this is just one department. Now, this is the average across. I'll give you the Defense Department budget info. This is government workers in general. Again, so you understand, and you put this in your pipe and you smoke it. The average salary for a federal government worker as of this year is $74,800. Compare that to the national average, which has gone down $4,000 in the last 18 months. So here's what you have. The gap is bigger. The increase for federal workers is $10,000 a year in the last couple of years. And the decrease for those who are working in the private sector goes from $49,100 to $44,450. That's a decrease in the average worker of almost $5,000.
Wow.
What do you do with this? How do you deal with this? And those people who keep saying, by the way, the average, never mind, that's the average government, the federal government, the average Defense Department employee makes $80,500 a year. as average. That's an average.
Average.
In the Defense Department, the defense industry, $80,100. The average government worker, $74,800. The average worker in the private sector, $44,450. Wow. My God.
That is such an outrage. And plus, you have to factor in all this stuff, too. Government workers get all that extra vacation and all the extra benefits, and the retirement.
I mean, those of you who want to continue, those of you who are left of center who think this is a cool idea, who think this is great, or right of center, you think this is great, you're writing the prescription for the demise.
You want to talk about a fiscal cliff? That's one right there.
Greg in Evansville.
Cashing those retirement checks.
Right. Greg, Evansville, Indiana, you have a thought on military spending, sir. Go ahead. You're on the air on the Good Day program. Hi. Hello. Michael, Evan, what's the story with the caller?
There he is.
Hi, Greg.
Hello. How are you doing?
All right, sir. Another
really weird waste that's out there in the Defense Department. If it's in the Defense Department, it's probably everywhere else, too. About 3 tons of the military, and I understand that when you're overseas now, they don't have soldiers that are cooks and serving food in the meal lines and whatnot. And it's not government employees. They've contracted that out to another company, a third-party company, private industry, to provide meals for our military. And some of the guys in the units were little old E3s at the end of their four-year enlistment, were quitting being cooks and being hired on by the civilian contractors at a base salary of over $80,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because these contracts that they have, as I said, as a dispersing officer, are cost plus. So they get whatever the cost is that they have, plus the 2% profit margin, because that's what would be fair.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they're paying all their employees huge benefits and huge salaries. $80,000 to be a line server?
Yeah.
I mean, I bet McDonald's employees would love to make $80,000.
You look at this across the board information. Who understands this? Who knows this? Who's interested in it? I'll tell you something. If it was going on in your own life, you'd be interested in it. But yet, it is going on in your life. Because your taxes are all going to go up next week.
Right. And all these people, I mean, what's happening here is that it's all going to infrastructure.
Yeah.
You still have soldiers coming back that can't even get some of the things that they need.
That's such an outrage. That is the most outrageous part of this, is the way the soldiers who come back who have actually done the work are screwed by the government in your name because you're paying for the government. So you're screwing all these people who talk about, we support the military, thanks for your service. Bull bunkum. That you're not really doing that. You can say those are empty words because most of those people are screwed over in terms of what they get for benefits and how they're being handled by the government. This is outrageous. All right, Greg, thanks. It's 20 past the hour.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
None of the comedians are working this week. Working is the right word for it, but anyway, they aren't on the air. So we're grappling with the issue of streaming music. Taylor Swift in the news, and a couple of different reasons here, Jennifer. She's been named the most charitable celebrity this year. On DoSomething.org's annual Celebrities Gone Good list.
That's cool.
Let's see here.
You know what? Why that's even cooler? You don't hear a lot about her giving to people, which I respect. If you give behind the scenes, that's the way to go.
It kind of annoys me when they talk about it. But somebody said the reason that they do it is because they try to get other people to, maybe that'll be a way to challenge other people to give, and maybe that's something to be considered. Anyway, so Taylor Swift, number one as the most charitable celebrity. Number two is Miley Cyrus, followed by Channing Tatum, Lady Gaga, and Justin Bieber.
Really?
That, number five. Yes, exactly. All right, so Taylor Swift there. One of the things interesting in the musical realities that we find ourselves in today, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here with an overview on our side of the street of the news of the day. As the year in review comes into focus, a lot of people are talking about a lot of different things that happened. That cut was from her Red album. Mm-hmm. She sold over 1 million copies of this without the help of any streaming service at all. Some artists are not that excited about having their music streamed on services like Spotify and Rhapsody, those sorts. You probably listen a lot to some of that. Or do you download music from those sources, Jennifer?
I do download sometimes, yeah.
Yeah,
but
right.
There's something also about just having a good, I hate to say, old-fashioned CD in your hand, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she made a deal anymore.
I think she made a deal with Clear Channel or iHeart, didn't she? She'd been on pretty much every radio station in America. In one way or another, either interviewed or the music shows up. She's very smart at how she gets her name, her music, her image, her ideas out there for what? She's 23, 24? How old is she?
She's 23.
So don't you think that's kind of cool?
Yeah,
she
absolutely.
Gets it. And but it is interesting to see how that music world is so much different. All right, some of the other things that pertain to some of our favorite people. Kate Winslet, apparently. I didn't know she was married twice before.
She'd been married twice before. I had no idea that she was serious enough with anybody to get married, though.
Yeah,
she's done a really
guy?
Good job keeping it a secret, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But you can't keep anything a secret anymore.
Well,
but
it's hard with TMZ and all these other outlets that are around, but apparently she did. A lot of people think that she had a relationship with Leonardo DiCaprio based on them... They're just great friends.
In fact, he gave her away at this wedding yesterday, which was kind of fun. I think it's great.
Right. Her husband.
And this is the nephew of Richard Branson. If you remember a couple years ago, she saved all those people from that fire. That was because she was dating this guy.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. She was married to a guy named Jim Theoplatin. I don't know who he was. But Sam Mendes. I remember when Meghan lived in London. When she was going to school, she lived across the street, and she said it was very interesting to see them come out of the house and push the baby around and that kind of stuff, like normal people. Well, they are normal people.
They are, and she tries to be normal, I think.
28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now that most of us have cameras on our smartphones, everything becomes a photo op. But in some cases, you actually do want specialized equipment to get the very best picture you can. Ever heard of the GoPro? It's a line of cameras that mount to your car, helmet, handlebars, or other systems so you can actually catch action shots in action. The newest Hero 3 model is extra light and waterproof, and it's Wi-Fi enabled so you can even control it with a smartphone app. Now here's something that might make some people dizzy, but it's actually kind of cool. It's called the Pivot Head Recording Eyewear. It's a pair of sunglasses that also shoots HD video and still images. And if you're still relying on your camera phone, there are now third-party devices to even get a better picture. Then there's a product called the Olloclip Lens. It connects to your iPhone and adjusts the angle to macro, wide angle, even fisheye. And then there's a whole new world of tools to help you edit and filter those photos, but we'll save that for another time. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you'd treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's a discount for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. We also have accident-free discounts.
You give people one free accident?
Not quite. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Every day is a good day. The things that matter most to you, once you hear these stories, you won't hear most of the stuff discussed here and there. I'm sure the emails will come in fast and furious on the military spending discussion I had last half hour. If you didn't hear it, download the first hour of Good Day at DougStephan.com so you can hear my overview. Here's something else, Jennifer, as we look at the and I say look. I don't know why we use that expression.
Because we always do. Look at this.
Hello, what are you seeing by looking at your radio? How about the astonishing numbers that are attached to the use of drones? Another story nobody wants you to hear. Nobody wants you to know what really is going on with the use of the drones. It's a study that's out this week showing, using Pakistan as the example, because that's where they're using them for the most part, other than over our own country. The number of Pakistanis killed by our drones. Did you know, and do you care, that 98% of the people killed by drones this year in Pakistan were civilians? Nothing to do with any terrorist organization, nothing to do with anything other than they are living their lives. But because we targeted an area where there were supposedly terrorists, the civilians, and this is why people despise the United States, because we do stuff like this. Did we get terrorists? Yeah, 2%, 2 out of every 100 people killed by drone attacks were terrorists. Yep. But no wonder the world doesn't like us when they hear things like this. We're trying supposedly to be friends with Pakistan, and out of every 100 people that are killed over there by these drone attacks, 98% of them, 98 of them are civilians that have nothing to do with any terrorist organizations. Not everybody who lives in Pakistan or in the Middle East or in the Far East is a terrorist. Hello, duh. So is this acceptable? By God, I don't think so. I don't know how you get them, but you don't get them by killing these many civilians who are innocent, have nothing to do with any of this stuff. And I know some of you say, who cares? They're not that important.
Do you know how successful the drones are?
How successful?
Just how successful they are. Do they have a percentage?
Percentage of what? You mean?
How successful the drone... I guess, okay, because our military is switching to a drone, more of a drone...
Right. They're imprecise because in this circumstance, they're shooting at a crowd. There are 2 out of 100. There's 100 people in the crowd. The average is there are 2 terrorists in the crowd of 100. So we kill 98 innocent people to get to 2 terrorists. Is that worth it? Some of you would say yes. Others would say no. I say no. As a matter of fact, I say, how dare you? If I were the Pakistani government, we've declared war on their civilians. What's to keep them from declaring war on us? So how about you? How about us? Let's say they get their own drones and they decide they're going to run them to New York and they're going to shoot people. They're going to try to find the people who shot down, who were running the drones. And in every 100 people, there were two people that were running drones. So we kill 100 Americans to kill two that were running the drones that killed the 98 innocent people that were killed in Pakistan. Does that make any sense? I mean, it's the same thinking, isn't it?
It is. And, I mean, they're not using drone technology, but
no, they don't have
cases.
It. But I'm just saying, you know, this is what goes back and forth, the tit-for-tat thing, and nobody really thinks about it or addresses it. Do we need to get rid of the terrorists? Absolutely. Is this the way to do it? I don't think so. What do we have people in uniform for? They can at least identify. I mean, it's hard enough now because none of them wear uniforms, so you don't really know who the bad guys are.
It's not our typical war that we're used to fighting.
No, but is it fair to kill 98 innocent people to get at two? Again, some of you would say yes. I would say no. It's not. It's outrageous, in fact. Oof. Wow.
Well, and it's also singing to their level, because that is the key of terrorism.
Thank you.
Yeah, right?
It's their level. Right.
But,
They're stooping to their level.
Mean, terrorism takes out innocent people to make a point against a country.
Right. So is this something that we ought to be thinking about? I mean, a lot of stuff to think about that's going on here. The world of technology is so complex and getting more complex, and we don't even really know what's being done, supposedly, in our name. Speaking of technology, yesterday, the Chinese opened the world's longest high-speed rail line. You see that? It halves the time between traveling from Beijing to Guangzhou. Hmm. It's 1,400 miles long. Let's see here. Train left from Beijing at 9 a.m. And let's see. It goes 186 miles an hour. Took 8 hours to get to the other end of the line. Before that, it was 20 hours. So it cuts the time by 12 hours to get between these two cities.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty amazing.
And you could do it without throwing up, right? Because that.
Well, have you ever been on the fast trains in Europe?
I've been on the Eurostar.
Yeah.
Going through the tunnel.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Now, and that goes fast. That is really fast.
Right. We have a fast train, the corridor train. We don't have one on the West Coast, but the East Coast has Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and Washington. The fast train travels about 148 miles an hour. Once in a while, it gets up to 164 going along in certain, you know, if you get on a flat track and open the thing up, the Amtrak, it's called the Acela. And I take it when I
actually traveled on the Acela. The last time I went from New York to Boston. That was fast, too. That was a good train ride.
Well, that's it. That's what I'm saying. That's the fast train. Yeah. 100 and, I think the highest it goes is, what did I say, 164? Something like that. So anyway, that's something the Chinese are proud of. The situation in our country since Christmas has been pretty messy if you're a traveler. The storm that moved across the lower Midwest is now moving north. And so yesterday it was snowing in Washington. It moved up the East Coast, started to snow last night in Boston. 800 flights were canceled yesterday going into the eastern part of the country, pretty much north of the, well, from the lower Midwest down to where there were tornadoes and wild weather in New Orleans and up the Mississippi Valley and across the Ohio Valley, then into Pennsylvania and Maryland, Washington, up to New York. There was flooding, a foot of snow in some areas. Six people have died over the last couple of days in car crashes. There were 34 tornadoes altogether through the southern climes of our country, Jennifer, and Tennessee. I'm talking about that area down there. So 400,000 customers don't have power. That's nothing in comparison to what happened after Sandy.
Right.
But blizzard warnings and advisories are out into the northeast, where today it's expected to. It was snowing. Meredith told me it was snowing last night, and then it was supposed to turn to rain this morning, and then it'll turn to freezing rain this afternoon.
That's messy.
Always great to be traveling and that stuff.
As someone who doesn't know weather, because a California girl, born and raised, but it seems to me that the worst above, I mean, snow and rain would be frozen rain. Is that like the messiest to drive in?
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely no fun whatsoever. All right, so that's pretty much what's going on in terms of news. People in the news coming up. including the condition of George H.W. Bush.
Hurts my heart.
Which is not great. We'll bring you that. And some of the other more silly stuff with people in the focus. Jennifer and Doug here at 18 before the hour. Do you know that I've been telling you for the past couple of months about the world's most advanced teeth whitening system? Would you have known that this doctor who created power swabs was really on to something? He's a university professor, a leading oral health researcher, and he understood how important a beautiful smile is to women. A handsome smile is, what's the old expression? A smile speaks a thousand words, mm-hmm. creates a lasting impression. You have that knowledge. You know that it's true. So now here's this easy-to-use, wonderfully effective, clean, and white product called Power Swabs that will take care of your yellow teeth. It's unlike any other teeth whitening product. Would you say it's unlike any other teeth whitening product or tooth whitening product? Which is the correct individual?
I'd probably say tooth whitening product, but that's just me.
So it's unlike any other tooth. I'm going to correct my information here. Tooth whitening product that's available today. Recommended by dentists all over the place. I've been reading testimonial on top of testimonial on top of testimonial. The print is kind of small, so I can't read all of it. But I know it's fast. I know it's easy. I'm beginning to use this. Forget about the messy trays, the sticky strips. Power swabs include quick and easy swabs. In 2 minutes, you'll start whitening your teeth, removing stains, and in 5 minutes, you'll begin to see how this works. And not much sensitivity. The active ingredient in Power Swabs uses a balanced natural formula that rehydrates the enamel on your teeth, helps your teeth feel as good as they look. It's so safe. It's so effective. It is derived from naturally occurring products. That's the first safe tooth whitener that's been available on the marketplace. Man, I can go on and on extolling the value and virtue of this product. You'd like to try it, right? You're convinced this makes good sense? Here's the number to call to order Power Swabs now. 800-865-7602. Call today and get a free 1 month supply. And it's guaranteed, by the way, to work too. So you have two reasons to try it. Three reasons. Fixes your yellow teeth. Number two, it's guaranteed. Number three, you get a free 1 month supply. Whiten your smile in 5 minutes. Call 800-865-7602. Make a New Year's resolution. Clean yourself up. Make yourself look better. You'll feel better. And fixing your teeth with Power Swabs is a perfect way to begin that process. 800-865-7602.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh. Whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh! What do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly, for a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, let's master some of the people news here. It's 13 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I are here to try to master the news and the news about President Bush, former President, Daddy Bush, I've always called him. Not good, Jennifer.
No, not good at all.
What's the scoop?
You know, and they've done a nice job of keeping this quiet, but he's been in the hospital since November with this mysterious fever, and no one seems to know where it's coming from. Well, the fever spiked and was elevated, I think, into the hundreds at least, and he was moved up to ICU, and they put him on a liquids-only diet, and everybody's saying they're guardedly optimistic that this treatment will work, but it's just not good news for, you know, an 88-year-old guy.
And a very good guy, and actually a pretty good president, other than the tax thing. When you compare him to his son or a lot of the other, certainly the current occupant. And it's interesting that he was beaten by Bill Clinton, who is now one of the people in life.
Like his son, I know. Yeah.
Clinton apparently has been in and out of the hospital every other day while he's been in there. They thought he was going to get out December 13th, but as you said, he's been there for most of the
month. Now, the good news is they say he's coherent and with it.
And he's laughing and talking.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's sad. And now, of course, the media is bringing up all these pictures. And so then you're looking back and going, oh, you know, it's just a sad thing.
Yep. All right. So Ashton Kutcher gave Demi Moore a Christmas present. I'm filing for divorce. So they've been separated for what, about a year?
Oh, over a year. And neither one of them has made a move. Well, Ashton finally did. He filed for divorce last week. Demi Moore said she was shocked that it happened. Yeah. I guess according to the New York Post, Demi wanted to negotiate a financial settlement quietly and then file the paperwork afterwards to show that everything had been settled. But Ashton balked at that because Demi was asking for so much money and it was dragging on for so long. So although Demi is worth more than Ashton, she was trying to get a settlement similar to the one she got when she divorced Bruce Willis.
Which was what?
Which was a lot. Got a huge payout because Bruce Willis was the bigger star at that point.
Is it right? She is worth more than he is, so why?
She is worth more, but I think she probably knows that he has more. I mean, he's making a lot every episode on Two and a Half Men. He will make more than her, I think, in the future, so she maybe wants to tap into that.
So this is so bogus, you jerks. Just go walk away. What do you want more for, Demi? Get lost.
And how did they not get married with the prenup? I mean, my goodness, there's a 30-year age difference. How did that not happen?
I wouldn't have. If that's what you have to have. If you don't straighten
it out. I agree, but usually these Hollywood types have a prenup for, you know, I mean, gosh, for their 7-day marriages, they have a prenup.
All right, so now his new girlfriend, Mila Kunis, is that how you pronounce your name?
Mila.
Mm-hmm. Is supposedly one of the sexiest people or something like that. Where did I see her?
Esquire does this big list every year, and she was named the sexiest woman alive by Esquire magazine. She says she's a little embarrassed about it. She thinks it makes her sound kind of stuck up when. This honor makes her sound stuck up, although she thinks it's nice.
she was the one who was in Friends with Benefits.
Yeah. Okay. Really cute. I mean, she's a cute girl.
Yeah, that was that movie was actually kind of fun with.
She's man hot. You know how there's women like you love Jennifer Love Hewitt. Jennifer Love Hewitt is man hot. So is Mila Kunis.
Right, and Jessica Biel.
Yes, man hot. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. All right. That's an interesting way of putting it. Jennifer and Doug at 51 past the hour on today's Good Day program.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you
for a heart and body extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Sets a tone. It's 53 past the hour on the December 27th Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and I take this hour to overview some of the things in the news that you may not have heard very much about. Also focus on technology, and we move from drones now into the more mundane things, such as selecting something on your Facebook account or deleting something on your Facebook account. Shelley Palmer is our reporter when it comes to technology, and he's here today to give some tips, Jennifer, for you to permanently delete yourself from Facebook. You want to know how to do that? Stand by.
How do I delete myself?
Yes. Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every flooring stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end-of-year clearance. Get unheard-of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first-quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now, so get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Facebook is great, and most people who use it love it. But what if you want out? What if you've decided to remove yourself from Facebook? Well, here are a few steps to permanently deleting your Facebook account. And remember, I said permanently. First, search for delete account in the Facebook Help Center, which is located at facebook.com/help. Facebook will warn you that once your profile is deleted, the information you had there will be inaccessible. Click delete my account. You're then asked if you're really sure you want to get rid of your account. Click yes, enter your password, complete the CAPTCHA code, and click OK. An email from Facebook will confirm that you've successfully deleted your account. If you freak out and you have a sudden change of heart, don't worry. Facebook gives you up to 2 weeks to change your mind. Just log back into your account and click Cancel Deletion. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, even if you decide not to delete your Facebook account.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Udisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up, ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The share button. A lot of people abuse it, posting stuff like, my cat's 3 years old today. So show them the beauty of not sharing and send them to Taco Bell for the new 99-cent loaded grillers. Appetizer tastes of wings, skins, or beefy nachos, grilled and hand-rolled for you and only you. Keep some things for yourself and live Mas. At participating locations for a limited time. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Live Mas? What does that
live
mean?
Live Mas. That means live more, sir.
Live more.
Mas. Mas or menos. Yeah. More or less.
Really? Where is that check?
Spanish. Usually they don't put check in commercials anymore.
Really?
Yeah. No. And plus, is yes or no? Oh, no. I don't know what more or less means in check, but yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's Spanish.
All right. So Mas. I'm negotiating my way across my own website, and I can't do that.
Oh, no.
Technology.
I'll help you. Don't worry.
Incoherent text messages helping doctors diagnose a woman's stroke. Pretty interesting stuff. And the archives of neurology. I'm sure we'll talk about that with Dr. Ken later on. Download all of the material here on Good Day by going to DougStephan.com and going to the Listen box, hour by hour.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could...
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.